How y'all doing this morning? Man, that was pretty lame, wasn't it? How y'all doing this morning? Man, good. Isn't this a beautiful day to be in God's house, man? Blue skies and a little break from the rain. Man, I've enjoyed the rain, but well, that's all I'm going to say. God knows the provisions we need, and He knows how much rain we need. He knows everything that we want. And that's the reason I hardly ever pray for rain, because every time I do, it just keeps on raining. And I finally have to go, man, Lord, you know, please, would you stop for a while? And then it becomes a drought. So I leave it up to Him and to His great wisdom at what our land needs. This is a good week for me. I don't know if y'all know it, but I've got an anniversary coming up. Me and my wife, Tuesday, we're going to be married 42 years. Oh, man, God, y'all pray for her, because she has put up with me for that long. God help her. She's a strong woman. And this morning, it's one thing that she does have that I want to talk about this morning is the word integrity. What comes to your mind when you hear the word integrity? Anybody thinking? Be thinking. You don't have to say it out loud, but just think for a second. I need all of you to listen, because this is very important what God's trying to say. What comes to your mind? What do you think about when you hear the word integrity? I know what I think about when I hear it. Webster's Dictionary says this about it: strict adherence to a standard of value or conduct, personal honesty and independence, completeness, unity, and soundness. How many of y'all ever heard of the Cowboy Code? You know what I'm talking about when I say the Cowboy Code. They live by, cowboys have a code that they live by. I'm not going to go into that this morning, but it's a code of ethics that they follow. That's basically what the scripture is talking about when it talks about integrity. You know, wisdom is in its truest sense is how we react when we stumble. Or you could say when we sin. A wise man learns from his mistakes and adjusts their paths to get back on track. And how we respond after we stumble is the real test, isn't it? We learn from it. It makes us stronger. Or will it let it push a wedge between us and God? You know, if you think about a foolish person that keeps stumbling over the same stupid rock in their path without stopping and saying, you know, I've had enough. And they reach down and they pick that stone up that they've been tripping on over and over and over again. They finally get to pick it up and throw it aside and get it out of the path. That's kind of what we do in our life when it comes to sin. We stumble and fall over the same things, don't we? Over and over and over again. It's kind of crazy for a person not to learn from their mistakes, though. What's that definition of insanity? You keep doing the same thing over and over and over, but you keep getting the same results. You expect something to be different, but you're doing the same thing. Integrity, though, is doing the right thing even when no one is watching. When you get up in the morning and you look at that person that's in the mirror, you know what they've done. I mean, you know what you've done. I know what I know. I know what I've done. You don't know what I've done, but I mean, you know what you've done. You look in the mirror and you look at that person. What do you see? Do you see a person of integrity? One that does the right thing when they should? Integrity. When you look at your life, what do you see? Do you see a life of lessons learned or failures repeated? Do you see a person who listens to instruction or turns a deaf ear to it? How many of us are stubborn here this morning? Anybody stubborn besides me? You know, when somebody starts telling you to do something, what do? you start backing up and you start putting this wall up. Now, whoa, son, hold on. You can tell everybody else what to do, but me, don't try to tell me I am my own man and my own woman. Well, I'm not a woman, but I am my own man. But that's what you say. We always put that out there. You know, we need to get to the point in our minds where we quickly jump back on the right path after stumbling. So we don't relive the same old train wreck over and over again. You know, we have a program here that we've started, and it's been Wednesday night Bible study, but really it's a program to make a top hand out of you. We tried different things, but once we got to this basics of Christianity that we're teaching on Wednesday nights, really by the time you've gone through that whole program, you'll have everything you need to know to become a top hand for the Lord. And a person who wages war against sin and experiences true repentance from it. When we're all real, you know, this is the bad part about it, I guess you could say, about the message. You know, we're all really good at sinning, aren't we? Boy, I got that down pat. I know exactly what to do to sin. Don't you? You don't even have to think about it. You have to think about it not to do it. What do you have to kick into gear? What do you have to do before you sin? It's sitting there right before you. You have an option. You have a choice. You either do it or you don't. And at that moment, at that time, that's when here and here starts kicking in, or it turns a deaf ear to it and ignores it. To repent of sin simply means to turn away from sin and turn back to God. Turn from self-rule to Christ's rule, from darkness to light. It's putting God first in our life. The path to God is a clear change of direction. You know, when you're faced with some sort of challenge where it's asking you to do something that you know is wrong, you do have a choice. You can either step forward and accept it, or turn around and go run back to God. You know, when I work with horses, I put a bit in their mouth so that I can lead them. I ask them gently, I say, will you go the direction that I want you to go? I ask. I don't force. I ask, because I know that horse is bigger than me. If he really knew how puny that I am, he knew that I couldn't make him do anything, he could stomp a greasy spot in the ground with my body. But he accepts what I'm trying to teach him, and he does it because he wants to, not because I'm making him. Because I know that I can't make him do anything. God can do great things through us if we yield ourselves, if we turn the reins of our life over to Him. He is not going to make us follow Him. Do you think God could make us if He wanted to? He could. He could force us to follow Him. Why doesn't He? Anybody know? Why doesn't God force us to follow Him? It's one thing. He wants us to do it because we love Him and we want to serve Him. He wants us to do it willingly, not because we're forced. In Acts 17:30 through 31, it talks about this. It says, God overlooked people's ignorance about these things in early times, but now He commands everyone everywhere to repent of their sins and turn to Him. For He has set a day for judging the world with justice by the man He has appointed. And He proved to everyone by raising Him from the dead. Who's He talking about this morning? Jesus. He's talking about Jesus. He raised Him from the dead because He's the one that's going to judge us. I'm not your judge. I tell you, if I was, it would be horrible if we were able to judge other people. But we can't. We're not supposed to. Judge lest you be judged. If you want to be judged, just start judging someone, and God is going to judge you. He's going to hold you accountable for it. It's just like on Wednesday nights, we got into the Ten Commandments. And I tell you, if a raised eye or dirty looks could kill and was like knives, I wouldn't be here this morning. I'd be dead. When I got to the part about talking about keeping Sunday as a Sabbath day, Lord have mercy. It almost caused a riot on Wednesday night that I felt. Boy, and I started praying. I said, man, y'all, don't kill the messenger. It's just me. I'm just reading God's word. Everything good that you want from God, everything good that you want Him to do in your life, every blessing that you want, all the forgiveness you want, everything you want God to do in loving you is on the other side of repentance. Y'all need to remember this. Everything good that you want to receive from God is on the other side of repentance. What did I say repentance was? Is turning back to God, turning away from sin and going to God. It's what brings us back home to Him, from bondage to freedom, from hard-heartedness to tenderness, from darkness to light, and from having separation from God to intimacy with God. It's a gift from God, and we should receive it with gratefulness. It's the Holy Spirit talking to us and saying, look, I love you, and I want to answer all your prayers. I want to do everything that you ask and more. And I want to be able to use you in a mighty way. But before I do, before I can, we need to deal with sin first. This is the point where we either turn a deaf ear to God or we agree with Him. Which is it this morning? Integrity or rebellion? Integrity, doing the right thing when you're supposed to, and fighting against sin, or turning a deaf ear to God when He starts to talk to you and says, you know what? You shouldn't do that. Are you going to change and try to walk with Him, take His hand and say, forgive me, Lord, ask for repentance, and receive all the blessings that God has for us? Everything we want from God is on that side of repentance. Rebellion or integrity? It's your choice this morning. It's a choice I have to make a bunch of times during the day. Not just once a day, but several times a day. Which will it be? That's what God's asking. Either come to me, or are you turning a deaf ear to God? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just come to you this morning. Lord, you know I'm a stubborn man, and I make mistakes all the dadgum time, Lord. I'm constantly having to turn around and come back to you. You're such a gracious God that you forgive me each and every time I do something stupid. I thank you, Lord, for that. I just pray that we would become a people that will seek you first, that will seek repentance, will seek forgiveness from you, and you graciously give it. You've never denied us, Lord, when we've asked for forgiveness for something. You're always faithful, Lord, to answer our prayers. Thank you, Lord, that you're standing there waiting on us. You never move, God. It's us that moves away from you. And you just wait for us to come home. I just thank you, Lord, that you're always there. You're always the rock. You're always the one, Lord, that we can count on when life gets hard, when it gets unbearable, Lord, and we don't have any place to turn. No one can fix it, Lord, but you. We just thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in our lives, Lord. If there's anyone here this morning, Lord, that does not know you, that has not received you as their Lord and Savior, Father, that they would not leave here today without getting that right. Just getting you into their hearts where you can change their hearts and give them salvation, Lord, this morning. Eternal life. For that's all what we hope for, Lord, in glory, is to spend eternity with you. We just thank you and we love you and thank you for this beautiful day. In Jesus' name we pray, Lord. Amen.